BCCSA, Ronkantjies Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right here, you decide a man and a mabo, chibo, chi, a mabo, rata. But for the nene, wala, who need a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. NB, Mama Bolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate with John Mama Bolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my last for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m. Time to meditate, John Mama Bolo,
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace,
just will be soon.
Glory of God, beautiful. before your throne. Oh, thank you, Lord. You are the Lord, even today, Lord. We bow down to you tonight. Thank you for this show, Lord. Yes, we thank you. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Greet you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The song that was playing is "I Bow to You, Lord." I give you the praise. I welcome each and everyone tonight into our show, the show that is called Time to Meditate. This is a daily show that we are having from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Now, tonight, as we are going to meditate, our scripture is in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. As I said, we are going to talk about time. Now, I want you to prepare yourself, have your Bible, have something to write, because we are going to talk what is time, and we are going to talk about time as we meditate. Now, this show, when we call it a meditate, we meaning that we somehow sit down, we start to remember what you have done during the day. And this show is about the mirror where you sit down, where you look at the mirror, you see if your hair is fine, and you see if your face is fine. You check if you are wearing your, like, if whatever that you are wearing, it fits you. This show is about that as we meditate. I just want to welcome each and everyone who have just tuned in today. I say to you, you are welcome, feel welcome, it's going to be awesome. I'm going to have some visitors that will be talking about this topic tonight, a time. Our scripture is in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3. That's a scripture that we are meditating with tonight, and I believe that it's going to be awesome. Now, the song that is playing in the background is "I Know That I Can Stand, and My Life Is in Your Hand." Just enjoy the song as I make you feel comfortable tonight. Believe in me, it's going to be awesome. We're going to learn a lot today, and I believe that God is going to bless you. I believe that God is going to restore you, because you are listening to By the Grace Radio, station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. And you are with me, Pastor John Mamawolo. I am driving this show tonight. This is a daily show that we always have. Now just enjoy this song.
And all your friends and lovers.
And all your friends and lovers.
They're nowhere to be found.
I'm nowhere to be found.
Remember, 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 there is a friend.
There's a friend.
Oh, I love him, I love him.
Who will wipe your tears away?
I know he will. And if
your heart is broken,
this is all you have to do.
Just lift your hands.
Don't you give up. I know.
I know that I can stand.
Hang on, joy is coming. I know
no this. No matter what may come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life is in.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. With him, I know I can take it.
Jesus, I can take it.
With him, I know. Some church in here. No matter
no
what.
Matter
yeah, 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 yeah. Jesus, my life is in.
My life is in your hands.
Every person that's going through, lift your hands and say it with me. I know I can.
I know that
I got a witness in here somewhere. I know.
I know that I
wherever you are,
no matter what
as you are listening, you can sing this song. No matter what will come away. My life is in your hands. Tonight we are talking about time. We are talking about time today as we meditate. And let me tell you, your life is in the hand of God. God is the one who knows everything about you. Your life is in God's hand. You can just listen to this song. I know that I can make it. I know that I can make it and I can stand. No matter what may come away, my life is in your hand. We are meditating. Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 1. That's a verse that we are meditating with. We are by the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul. Now the number that you can chat with us is 03-289-4658. It is our studio number that you can call us. You can chat with us on the very same number, 03-289-4658, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can chat to us on our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you'll see there's a chat box on your right. You can click it and chat to us. And you can interact with us. As tonight we are meditating, we are talking about time. On the book of Ecclesians, chapter number 3, verse number 1, it talks about that time, there's time for everything. And that's what we are talking about. I know as I speak now, some people as I speak, they were somehow admitted at a hospital. Some they were somehow discharged at a hospital. Some they were hired from work, some were dismissed from work. But tonight, as we meditate, as we talk about time, there is time for everything. There is time for everything. There is time for everything. That's what we are talking about tonight, that there is time for everything. In the book of Ecclesians, chapter number 3, verse 1, we are by the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Just listen to this song, and that only you can do what no man can do. And God is capable of everything. Your life is in God's hand. It doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter currently what is happening with you now. But I want to say to you that your life is in God's hand. Now listen to this song. only He can do what no man can do. He is the God who can change your situation. He is the only God who knows time. He is the only God who knows everything. Only He can do what no man can do. If He says it's over, it's over. If He says it's not over, it's not over. It doesn't matter what people will say to you. But if He say it's over, it's over. If He say it's not over, it's not over. We are but a grace radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. I tell you that our scripture tonight is in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 1. It talks about time. I am Pastor John Mamabulo. I present this show tonight, Time to Meditate. We are but the grace radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Each and everyone who have just tuned in now, I just want to say to you that we love you. Keep on listening, and I believe that God is going to help us, and I believe that we are going to enjoy this show together, and I believe that our life is going to change. I believe that our hearts are going to be restored. I believe that God is going to help us. I believe that our life are going to be transformed. I believe that our hearts are going to change. Now I'm going to continue. The time is 18 past 6. It's a beautiful Wednesday. And I believe that as I speak now, some people, they are on their way driving to work. Some, they are driving to home. Some, they are driving to church. Some, they are driving to the hospital. Some, they are driving to a mortuary. Some, they are driving to go and watch soccer. So what I'm saying to you that as you go, I want you to know this, that God loves you. I want you to know this, that God, I pray that may God be with you as you are traveling. And as you continue listening to this show, it's going to be awesome. Now let me start by reading this verse as we are continuing. Remember I told you that we are by the Grace Radio, station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now I will read from verse number 1. Verse number 1, it reads as follows. There is an opportune time to do things, a right time for everything on the earth. Okay? There is time for everything. That's what we are talking about tonight. There is time for everything. Now, let me read it with the English Revised Version. It says, there is a right time for everything, and everything on earth will happen at the right time. That is English Revised Version. I don't know with your translation that you have, what does it say? But it just says everything on earth has its own time and its own season. That's what I'm talking about. Everything on earth has its own time and season. Let me repeat what I'm saying. Everything on earth has its own time and its own season. I know that as I speak now, I know that as I'm reading the verse, you somehow started to ask yourself, but why me? You started to ask yourself, but why me? You are saying many things, you have many things in your mind. But tonight I want to say to you that there is time for everything. Everything that is on the earth has its own time. Everything that is on earth, it has its own time. For everything there is a season, a time for every activities under heaven. For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under the earth. That is verse number 1. It talks about that everything under the earth, it has its own time and own season. As I speak now, some people, they are in hospital. As I speak now, some, they are in mortuary. And we sometimes say, but why? But tonight I'm saying, everything on the earth at its own time and its own season. And that is why we have summer. we have winter, we have spring, we have autumn. Each and every season, it has its own time. In your life, you may be in that season. Let me tell you, that season, it got its own time. That season, it got its own time. Believe in me, that season will pass because it is its time now. You are in this season. You feel like, as I speak now, you feel like, you know, it's better I die. It is better I die. It is better I die. You have tried everything. Sometimes you end up being feeling that God is not on your side. But let me tell you tonight, everything on earth has its own time and its own season. Now let me just do this as we continue what the mighty. Then you will enjoy the song. With the song I'm saying, Mighty God will say, the God who knows time, the God who knows your situation, the God who knows each and every season, is a mighty God that we serve. The God that can change your situation. God that can change whatever situation that you are in. Saying what a mighty God will say. God who knows time. Let me tell you, God is time. It's not your time. God is delay. It's not somebody's delay. It doesn't matter what is happening. But tonight I'm saying to you, there is time for everything. There is time for everything on earth. There is time for its own season. You may be in a dry season, but believe me, let me tell you, you will pass into that season. You will pass into it.
Time to meditate. Take
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus.
Uchini jingi sambu mwanto hacha. Afrika mwanto hacha.
So there is time for everything, as I told you. Everything on this earth, it has its own only time. It has its own season. It has its own time. I know it's not easy. It's not easy. You know, sometimes when you woke up, you woke up believing that I'm going to achieve something. But you, when you look into it, you think that no, I'm not going to achieve. But let me tell you, it is that season. Now let me just give you the referral scripture. We read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 1. It says, for everything there is a season, a time for every activities under heaven. Which means under heaven, meaning on earth. Everything on earth, it has its own time. Everything under the sun, it has its own time. And every season, it has its own time. We have just passed into winter. It was winter. That was time for winter. You know, when it winter, people, some of them say it's better we quit from job because it's too cold. It is its time. It was the season for winter. Now we are approaching the spring. It's going to be a time for spring, a season for spring. Each and everything, it got its only time. Now let's read the book of Proverbs chapter 15 verse 23. It's saying, enjoy prosperity while you can, but when hard times strike, realize that both come from God. Remember that nothing is certain in this life. That is Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse number 14. It still talks about time. That enjoy prosperity while you can, but when hard times strike, realize that both comes from God. Remember that nothing is certain in this life. There is time for everything. Whatever strike in, it is its own time. Whatever that you pass through, it is time. You know, there was a man by the name of Job. The Bible says Job was troubled. Job went through a lot. Job was sick. It was Job's time. It was Job's time. As I speak now, whatever into situation that you are in, let me tell you, it is time for it. I know that people, they've abandoned you. I know that people, they left you. You no longer have somebody that you can talk to. You think that it's useless to leave. But tonight I'm saying to you, there is time for everything. There is time for everything. There is time for everything. There is time on earth. Everything on earth, it has its own time. You're going to understand as we continue further. But now I just gave you Ecclesiastes chapter 7:14. When it says enjoy prosperity while you can, but when hard times strike, realize that both come from God. Remember that nothing is certain in this life. Underline this word. Remember that nothing is certain in this life. Meaning everything can happen into this life under the sun. And I speak now, as I speak now, some they lost their loved ones today. As I speak now, some they lost their wife, some they lost children, some they lost husbands, some they lost where they stay, some they lost job, some they have the company have the bank have repossessed their house, they've repossessed the car, they don't have a place to sleep, they don't have food to eat. But tonight I'm saying to you, each and everything on earth at its own time and its own season. Enjoy prosperity while you can, but when hard times comes, realize that both come from God. Remember that nothing is certain in life. You know, when you read about Job, when Job was in hardship, you know, when Job was in hardship, it wasn't easy for him. He lost everything. There was a storm of dry in his life. There was a dry storm in his life. He lost whatever he had. He lost the cow He lost everything, and it was only him. Even the children, he lost everything, and it was difficult into Job. But he said, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that my Redeemer lives. You may be in the situation thinking that what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen next week, what's going to happen next year. But let me tell you, each and every storm, it has its only time. Each and every storm, it has its only time. Now let's read Proverbs chapter number 15, verse number 23. Everyone enjoys fitting reply. It is wonderful to say the right thing at the right time. Okay, remember we are talking about time. It is important to say the right thing at the right time. As I speak now, I don't know how many people have you hurt in your life. I don't know how many people have you said bad things to them. The Bible says, say the right thing at the right time. Remember, we are talking about time. We are talking about time. Now let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter number 8, verse number 5 until verse number 6. It says, those who obey him will not be punished. Those who are wise will find a time and a way to do what is right. Okay? For there is time and a way for everything, even when a person is in trouble. For there is time and a way for everything, even when a person is in trouble. There is time and a way. You will come out. You will come out. You will come out. You will come out as the winner. You know, some people, they think that they buried you, but they are not buried you. You are a seed. You will come out. You are a seed. You will come out. Whatever that they say to you, let me tell you, there is time for everything. There is time for everything. Each and everything on earth, it has its own time. It has its own time. It has its own time. Each and everything under the sun, it has its own time. If Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse number 13. Everyone who have just tuned in now, I welcome you. I say to you, enjoy the show. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You can chat to us on our WhatsApp 03289-4658, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can call us on 083-289-4658, or you can Skype us on 08. You can Skype us at BTGM Radio. As a Skype, you can Skype us there. And I believe that God is going to help us. I believe that God is going to restore your soul. I believe that God is going to wipe your tears as you cry. I can see your heart that you are crying. You are saying, why me, Lord? I can see your cry. I can see your mind that you are worried. But why? What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to me? Because I'm jobless. What's going to happen to me? Because I don't have a place to sleep. What's going to happen to me? Because I don't have food to eat. But let me tell you, there is time for everything. God is watching you. The Bible says, as long as you're still alive, there's hope for you. As long as you're still alive, there's hope for you. Because the Bible says, a living dog is better than a dead lion. Because a dead lion, even if it's a lion, when it's dead, it will never do anything. But when the dog is still alive, it can bark There's still hope to that dog. Wherever you are tonight, I'm saying to you, there's still hope for your life. Each and every season on earth, it has its own time. 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 Now, I want you to listen to this song by Jimmy Reef. He said, "Across the bridge." Okay? Across the bridge. And he also said, "Before I die." That is the album called "Across the Bridge." Before I die. Just listen to the song.
No need to say you're sorry. No need to feel ashamed. If I'm not the one you love, don't feel you're to blame. I don't deny it hurts me, and this pain is hard to hide, but at least I lived a little while before I died. I lived long enough to know the sweet thrill of your lips. I knew happiness right down to my fingertips. You'll always be a part of me, though you can't be mine. At least I lived a little while before I died. Don't ask me to forget you, 'cause you mean too much to me. I couldn't even if I tried. Too many memories. My yesterdays were happy days, and each memory's locked inside. At least I lived a little while before I died. I lived long enough to know the sweet thrill of your lips. I knew happiness right down to my fingertips. You'll always.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo,
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jehovah.
As I look back over my Ecclesiastes chapter 1:13, it says, I devoted myself to search for understanding and to explore by wisdom everything being done under heaven. I soon discovered that God has dealt a tragic existence to the human race. Okay? There is time for everything under the sun. There is time for everything under the sun. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. There is hope as long as you're still alive. Now, there's hope as long as you're still alive. You've done so much, Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse number 3. After much thought, I decided to cheer myself with wine. And while still seeking wisdom, I clutched at foolishness. In this way, I try to experience the only happiness most people find during their brief life in this world. Okay? He is talking about that after much thought, and he decided to cheer himself with wine. He thought that wine will help him to clear the problems. You know, as I speak now, I believe that there are people who are saying, it's better I go and drink so that I can relieve the stress that I have. But tonight I'm saying to you, that is not a solution. As I speak now, there are people who are saying, it's better I go and sleep at tavern, because it seems things are not working for me. But I'm saying to you, you can lift your hands up. You can lift your hands up. You can lift your voice high to the Lord. And you can say, Lord, here I am. I accept each and every time that you give me. I accept each and every season that you give me. This man in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 2 is saying, as much as I thought, I decided to cheer myself. Okay? I decided to cheer myself. I decided to cheer myself with wine. You know, there are people who are deciding to cheer themselves with wine. But now, it doesn't help. There is hope for you. There is hope for you. As long as you are still alive. Don't give up yet. Hang it there. Don't give up yet. Hang it there. Hang it there. Hang it there. Hang it there. That is God. That is God. Now we go to verse number 2. We go to verse number 2. It's saying, a time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to harvest. Okay? A time to be born. Remember I told you, in verse number 1, it's saying, there is time for everything. There is time for everything under the earth. And season, it has its own time. Now in the verse number 2, it's saying, there is time to be born. There is time to be born. Now Don Moni is saying, Lord, I cry. We need your mercy. Here we standing and we pray, because there is time to be born. You are the given. Hallowed be thy name, our Father. You are the good. We pray. There is time for everything. Yes. Yes. You know, when you check your ID, it has a date. The date that you were born. The ID, it has a date when you are born. Let me tell you something. When a child is born, even myself, when I was born, they said to me, when you're born with your face closed. Okay? You're born with your face closed, your hand closed. And as you grow, your hand started to open. When you're born, your hands are closed. Are closed. When you are born, when you come, they start to open. Meaning, Lord, here I am. I accept everything that comes to my way. I accept everything that comes to my way. Glory is the Lord. Glory is the Lord. glory is the Lord. There is time for everything. And there is time to be born. As I speak now in the hospital, people, children are born in the hospital. As I speak now, somebody is in labor. She is giving birth to a baby. She is giving birth to a baby. It is a fulfillment of the scripture that says there is time for everything. There is time to be born. There is time to be born. Yes, here I pray, Lord. Yes. We've gathered here today, Lord. We've gathered here today into this radio, in By the Grace Radio. As we cry, we speak about time. And we need your mercy, Lord, to understand the time. We need mercy, Lord, to understand the time. Yeah.
Hallowed be thy name, our Father, who is over there, and I see in praise. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be. Amen. Our Father, He is from heaven, and on our will we pray. Forgive our sin, we pray.
By the Grace Radio, BCCSA, Bronchitis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right to you. You decide a man and I'm a bunch of bunch of mamu raja. What's wrong with the name of the winning a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. NB Mama Bolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate. With John Mama Bolo. 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my glass for the night by joy. Comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele. 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, white people, with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
There is time to be born. As I speak now, she is in what? In labor what? Giving birth to a baby. The Bible says there is time for everything. We are but the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. I am Pastor John doing the show Time to Meditate. The time is 10 to 7. We are still meditating. Our scripture we read in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3, verse number 1. And we read verse number 1. I gave you the referral scriptures that support what verse number 1 is saying. That for everything there is a season and a time for every activities under heaven. Now in verse number 2 it says, a time to be born. Okay? There is time to be born. There is time to be born. And there's time to die. It starts with two times first. It first starts with time to die, time to born, and time to die. You know, when you go to a graveyard, when somebody died, when now we can just take a tour to a graveyard, when you enter there, you will see written, born in 1995, 01, 01 died in 1999. 0101. There is time to be born and time to die. When you are born, there's time. Now, as long as you're still alive, as long as you're still alive, there's hope for you. It doesn't matter what is happening now. It does not matter what is happening currently in your life. But I want to say to you, as long as you're still alive, there's hope for you. As long as you're still alive, there's hope for you. You will reach there. You will reach wherever that you are going. You will reach it because there is time for everything. There is time for everything in life. There is time to be born and there's time to die. I don't know, when you look at your life, as we are meditating tonight, just look at your life and ask yourself, if are you happy with your life? Because God still gave you time to breathe. As I speak now tonight, some, they no longer with us. They passed. They left this world. But you are still alive, because God still gave you time. Remember those who passed, it was their time to die. We are still alive. We are still alive. It shows that there is hope for us. It shows us there is hope for us. As long as we're still alive, there is hope. 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 There is time to be born. And there is time to die. There is time to be born, and there is time to die. Now, in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, it says, but when the right time comes, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. When the right time comes, God sent his son, born of a woman. Now, that was the right time. You know, if you can understand, it was very, 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 very tough for each and everyone who was alive during that time. Now, the Bible says, when God realized that now the things are no longer the same, sin has dominated. When it was the right time, God sent his son through the woman, and he came, and he went to the, he was born, and he went to a cross to die for us. That's why I'm saying tonight, there is time for everything. There is time to be born, and there is time to die, and there's time to plant, and there's time to harvest. Verse number 2, it talks about 4 things. There is time to be born, there is time to die, there's time to plant, there's time to harvest. Verse number 2, it talks about those 4 things, that there is time to be born, and there is time to die. Now, when you read in Job chapter 14, verse number 5, it says, you have decided the length of our life. You know how many months we will live, and we are not giving a minute longer. Okay? That is Job. He said, let me repeat it, in Job chapter 14, verse 5. You have decided the length of our lives. You know how many months we will live, and you are not given we are not given a minute longer. What he's trying to say, Job, is say, God is the one who decides. Ne? God is the one who decides your life. When you come to earth, when it's time to born, as you are born, God is the one who knows your time. Okay? And he's the one who knows when you are going to die. Because the Bible says there is time for everything. Time to be born and time to die. Now Job was saying, you should live your day as there's no tomorrow. There is time now that you can live day to day as there's no tomorrow. Okay? Now, let's just do this. Let's just go to the shops. I give you my heart. That's a song that we're singing. And we'll continue. We are by the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people.
My desire to
time to meditate. Hey, John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jehovah.
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station. The station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just for a soul.
whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening.
Okay, yeah, we are continuing. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. If you want to interact with us, you can use 0328-94658. That's the WhatsApp number and the studio number as well, 0328-94658. You can Skype us at radio, but you can email us at radio at by the Grace Rock. You can Skype us at BTGM Radio. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now remember, our scripture that we are meditating is the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse number 1. It talks about under the earth there is time for everything. Now verse number 2, it said there is time to be born. It starts by time to be born, because everything that happened, the person must first be born before you can do everything, before you can plant, before you can do everything, you must be born first. That is why it starts by saying there is time to born, to be born, and there is time to die, and there is time to plant, and there is time to sow. In other words, there is time to plant and there's time to harvest. Okay, now let's go to Acts chapter 7 verse number 7. It says, as the time draw near when God will fulfill his promise to Abraham, the number of our people in Egypt greatly increased when the time drew near. Okay, as I told you, there is time for everything. When the time drew near, when the time drew near. Okay, now we read Isaiah chapter 54 verse 1. Listen what it says. Sing, O children of woman, you have never given birth. Break into loud and joyful song, O Jerusalem, you who have never been in labor. For the desolated woman now has more children than the woman who live with her husband, say the Lord. Okay, now the point where I'm reading this, I want to show you that there is time for everything. There is time to die, there is time to be born, time to die, and time to harvest. Okay? Now, each and everything on earth, there is time to live and time to die. Time to be born and time to die. Hebrews chapter 9:27, it says, and just as each person is designed to die once, and after that comes judgment. Okay? We all gonna die. Okay? We all gonna die. There is time to live, to be born, and there is time to die. As I speak now, there are people who are born today. There are people who are died today. Okay? It is time. Sometimes we say, but why me, Lord? But why this happened to me? That was a time. Each and everything on earth, it has its own time. But let me tell you, this thing again of death, it is divided into two. There is sometimes what we call the hijack. Mafuhade hijack. It was not a time for you to die. It's just it was an hijack. Okay? But each and everything, it has its own time. But to die is divided into two categories. There is a death that we call an hijack. It was not your time to die, but it was an hijack. But each and everything, it has its own time. Okay? Now let's go. Isaiah 35 verse 5. It says, go back to Hezekiah and tell him, this is what the Lord said, the God of your ancestors. David said, I have heard your prayer and I have seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life. Okay? Tonight, as I say to you, as we meditate, God heard your prayer and he will continue to hear your prayer. Each and everything has its own time. Don't worry, don't worry. As long as you're still alive, as long as you're still alive, there is hope for you. As long as you're still alive, you still have hope. You know, a living dog is better than a dead lion. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, most of the animals, they learn about Raichawa lion. Recently, there was a lion, Abeling Ijileng Mot. Okay? But what I'm saying is, a lion high pin, it dangerous. Mar high shwili. How's the next guy on? I mean, there's nothing. I mean, shwili. Now, that's why the Bible in the book of Ecclesiastes, it mentions, worry, as long as you're still alive, there is hope for you. Because a living dog is better than a dead lion. As long as you're still alive, you're better than the one that who died. There's still hope in you. It doesn't matter you are jobless today as I speak. It doesn't matter you are homeless as I speak. It doesn't matter you don't have food to eat. But as long as you're still alive, there's hope for you. As long as you're still alive, there is hope for you. As long as you're still alive, there's hope for you. We are the By the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now listen to Numbers chapter 20, verse 24 and 28. It says, the time has come for Aaron to join his ancestors in death. You will not enter the land I'm giving the people of Israel, because the two of you rebelled against my instruction concerning the water at Meriah. Okay, the Bible says the time has come. The time has come. Each and everything, it has its own time. Each and everything, it has its own time. Each and everything, it has its own time. There is time to be born and there is time to die. Now the point is, as you are born, what is that you are doing? Don't just sit. As long as you are alive, when you woke up in the morning, go and do something. Don't just sit and say, get out of born. No. God gave you the opportunity. God gave you this time. God gave you the time that you should live. God gave you the time. He gave you the time. That is God. That is God. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. The time is 10 past 7. It is 10 past 7, a beautiful Wednesday. As I told you during the show that people today, they are going to church. They are having a church service, a weekly service. Some they are going to work. Some they are at work as we speak. We are by the Grace Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people.
You are in a gospel band, winning soul campaign. By the Grace Radio, Yona, that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people, just for a soul. Our very great multi-channel internet love. www.radio@bythegrace.org over radio@bythegrace.org over Lichetcha Moon number 073-269-2731 over Kremo WhatsApp we are in 083-289-4658.
That is some Mr. Farco. He is saying Ubusa Jesu from album Bafonela Mudim. You can get this CD. It's a very powerful CD that you can get. We are meditating. I am Pastor John Mamawolo. We say Ubusa Jesu. Ubusa Jesu. There is time for everything. There is time for everything. As long as you are still alive, there is hope for you. The song that is playing in the background, King Wana Wahao. King Wana Wahao. The song is playing in the background. King Wana Wahao Mren. That's what the song is saying. King Wana Wahao. Aurata. We are by the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamawulo. We are meditating in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 1. We're talking about time. We read in verse number 1 and we went to number 2. In verse number 1, it was just saying for everything, there is a season and time for every activities under heaven. For everything, there is a season and time for everything under heaven. For everything there is a season and time for every activities under heaven. Everything on earth has its own time and its own season. And it said, a time to be born and a time to die and a time to plant and a time to harvest. We are talking about time. Each and everything that is happening under the earth, there is time for everything. As long as you're still alive, there is hope for you. As long as you're still alive, there is hope for you. Now, Job chapter 7, verse number 1, it says, it is not all human life a struggle. Our life are like that of a hired hand. Our life is not all human life a struggle. Our life are that of a hired hand. Upolebiaruna is like that of a hired hand, our life. And that's why I'm saying there is time for everything. As long as you live, you need to live today as there's no tomorrow. You know, when you woke up in the morning, tell yourself that today I'm going to live as there is no tomorrow. Because you never know what will happen tomorrow. You never know what will happen the next day. Don't budget life. When I live at Balon, they budget life. What budget? How I'm going to do this? I'm going to live my life fullest. The time I get a car, I'm going to live my life in fullest. The time I start working, I'm going to live my life in fullest. The time I get married, I'm going to live my time in fullest. The time I'm getting old, let me tell you, the time is now that you can live your life as there's no tomorrow. There's time for everything under the earth. Everything on earth has its own time and its own season. It doesn't matter what you're going through now as I speak. I know you are going a terrible situation. You feel, you try to talk to people, but nobody is helping you. But tonight as we meditate, we're talking about time. That there is time for everything under the earth. As long as you're still alive, there is hope. You will reach what you're going to reach. It doesn't matter. Don't look yourself at back. Don't worry. Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't tell any question. But I'm saying to you that there's time for everything. Alright. Now remember our scripture that we read. Our listener who have just joined us now. It's in the book Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Verse number 1. We're just talking about time. And the Bible tells us each and everything. It has it. Own time. There is time to be born and time to die, time to plant and time to harvest. Okay? Now we're reading in Job chapter 14, verse number 5. It said, you have decided the length of our lives. You know how many months we will live, and we are not given a minute longer. You know, the time that has been given to you, use it. The life that is being given to you, use it as there's no tomorrow. Use it as there's no next year. Because you never know. In the book of Kings, it talks about there were men who were given a sword, okay, an edge to go or remember home. It is a borrowed edge. Now this life that we live, it is a borrowed life. Now we need to live it as there's no tomorrow. Because we never know what will happen tomorrow. because that's why the Bible says we don't know the time. The only person who knows time is God. The only person who knows your future is God. But just do one thing a favor. Live as there's no tomorrow. Live as there is no tomorrow. Live as there is no tomorrow. Yes. Time to meditate. Live as there is no tomorrow. Live as there is no tomorrow. Now we are continuing reading in the book of Isaiah 38. There's time for everything. There's time to die. There's time to plant. And there's time to harvest. There's time to be born. As we're talking about there's time to plant. Psalm 53 verse 5. It says, but God will strike you down once and for all. He will put you from your home and uproot you from the land of the living. Interlude. Okay? Isaiah 5:2. He plowed the land clearly the stone and planted it with the best vine. In the middle he built a watchtower and gave a word to the dead. Now, you people of Jerusalem and Judea, you judge between me and my vineyard. Okay? We thank God. The time is 7:24. What a beautiful Wednesday. What a beautiful Wednesday. People are going to work. Some are coming from work. Some, as I speak now, they are at work, working. But I'm saying to you, live today as there's no tomorrow. Don't budget life. Don't bank life. You know, huna leba tibalurun de ba banka bu pira, de bank life. Abu banka. I'm banking it for next year. Uri, I will live as there's no tomorrow next year. No, no, no. Live as there's no tomorrow today. Because you never know what will happen tomorrow. God is the one who knows. God is the one who knows. We go to verse Jeremiah chapter 1 verse number 10. It says, today I appoint you to stand up against the nation and kingdom. Some you must uproot and tear down, destroy and overthrow. Others you must build up and plant. Now, what it says is, as we meditate tonight, look back at your life. Whatever that is irrelevant, uproot and tear down. Whatever that you see you're not benefiting, destroy and overthrow. Whatever that you see it is not working, cut it. And whatever that is working, you must build up and plant it. You must build up and plant it. Whatever that is not working for you, as we meditate tonight, sit down and meditate. Sit down and uproot and tear down and destroy and overthrow. But whatever that is working for you, build up and plant. we go to verse number 3. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. Listen, it says there is a time to kill. I know people that are killing our loved ones. As I speak now, some of us we lost our loved ones. As I speak now, some people they are husbandless. They no longer have their husband. Somebody killed their husband. Some they no longer have wives. They are killed. In Ecclesians, the Bible says this time for everything. This time to kill and time to heal. You know, there's time to heal. You know, you may be in a serious thing as I speak now. Sometimes you end up being feeling that, but Munim unlatili. Let me tell you, Munim unlat. Munim unalwena, kimudim. And not like you're a pretty irimudim. Kamitlayul. Kimudim yasafe to him. He is being God. And he will always haiba mudim. Forevermore, and he is not changing. Kimudi me asa fetu he, afetu sike siye masahau. You know runa batu. Rira din torna hana or mudim. Uta fetu lake siye masarun. Mudim afetu sike siye masahau. Ichwela pili ili mudim. The only thing that you must do. Live as there is no tomorrow. You know, Bible ere, kuna le nako, o tloko fala. Ya o bolai. Ke a tree ba I know, or when I speak, ya ke bua jwalo. Probably our loved ones, and it's very painful. But I'm saying to you, just get healing. Bible rona le nako ya o fodisa, or o fole moye. As I speak now, I pray, or murima o fodisa moye. Because Bible le batho ba re ba rata. But I pray, Rumudim, a foolish, let God heal your soul. Let God restore your heart. We are by the Grace Radio, station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people.
Time to meditate. Hey, John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace,
church will be soon.
Over my life, I realize that God has been so good to me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. Therefore, I lift up my hands in worship. The Bible says, they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And we come to tell you the reason why we worship Him.
They called Him Jesus Christ. He came to love, heal, and forgive. That's why I know.
You shall not
that you've done, Lord. I just want to honor you.
You've done so much for me not to worship. You've done so much for me not to worship. Worship.
He went to Calvary.
He went to Calvary
to save.
We say we love you, Lord. We praise you. We bless you, Lord. Yes. I am Pastor John Mamawulo. On our show, Daily Show, Time to Meditate. The time is 7:34. We're talking about time. We read in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3. That's a verse that we meditate with. To each and everyone who have just joined now, I want to say to you, feel welcome. We are by the Grace Radio station that brings up to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul. Just for a soul. Just for a soul. Now we are continuing on the verse that we read. It's saying time to kill and time to heal. As I was saying that the people who are killed, our loved ones, they were killed without doing anything. Some of them, they were just robbed their belongings, and after that they killed them. Some were raped and killed. I'm condemning it, and I'm saying may God heal you, because the Bible says there's time to heal and time to tear down and time to build up. Now I am saying time to tear down and time to build up. There are things that you see as I speak, they're not working for you. The friendship that you are in, it is not working for you. You can just tear down that friendship and build the new relationship. I mean, that friendship that you have with your friend, every time your friend is advising you to go and drink beer when you are in a problem, now you can tear down that friendship and build a new relationship. Every time your friend that you have is telling you to divorce your wife, you can tear down that relationship and get another friend who can advise you. Every time somebody is telling you to go and that's advice that the person is giving you, you can tear down that relationship and get a new relationship. Because the Bible says there's time to break and there's time to build. You know, as I speak now, your life is in terrible, because you are associated with people who are always giving you wrong advices. But tonight you can tear them up, and so that you can build a new life. You can tear them up and you start a new life. You can tear them up and start a new life. You know, some people, the advice that they give you, they are giving you the advice. They are giving you the advice that you must divorce your wife. They are giving you the advice that you must divorce your wife. So I'm saying to you now, I'm saying to you now, cut that relationship with that person. Just cut that relationship with that person. Just cut it and get a new relationship. Some they are telling you that let's go and rob the bank so that we can have money. Tonight I'm saying you can just cut that relationship and get a new relationship. Because that relationship, it is wrong. Always telling you that for us to make money we must go and rob the bank. Now it is the wrong relationship. So I'm saying to you, the Bible says there is time for everything. There is time for everything. Time to break and time to build. As I speak now, I don't know. Let me ask you this question. What type of relationship are you in? Are you with somebody, your friend, whom is advising you of the wrong ideas? As I speak now, your friend is advising you that we must go and burn the school. We must go and burn the company. Now I'm saying to you now, just tie Just break that relationship with that person and build a new relationship. Sam is telling you now as I speak, let's go and drink the beer. Now every weekend, every day, when I know every day, you go and follow your friend and you drink with your friend. Your friend, Anyal, Hanam Sadi. And no further wrong advice. Or sometimes they say to you, Marumunaga Tagawanaba. That's what they say. But tonight I'm saying to you, you can break that relationship. You can break that relationship and build a new relationship. Hey, as I speak now, some people let's do it too. They're giving you a wrong advice. Now you can break that relationship. But how do you tell it? Because how do you tell it? As I speak now, you join new can in the one. The moon get your salary and I told you correct. Because you are too. But you can break that relationship. Because Bible says there is time for everything. There is time for everything. My man, as I speak now, you are having a girlfriend. Just break that relationship. Upulu si chong wanam diim. Marona le nyati. Una le girlfriend. Mamela, break it. Break it. And build a new one with God. Mamela, pelabo khetwa. Live a holy life. Upulu si chong. Yes. 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 God is good. Yes. Yeah. You can break that relationship. It's not working for you. You know very well, you know what I'm talking about. That relationship is not working for you. It is not working for you. As I speak now, I know some they are on the way to the stadium. Some they are still driving, going to work. Some they are stuck in traffic. They are on the way to home. It is a beautiful Wednesday. The time is 7:41. It is 19 minutes to 8. Time to meditate. You are with me, Pastor John Mamawolo, as we continue to meditate. Now, as I was telling you that there's time to heal. Whoever who's crying now, your heart is somehow you feel like you're better, you die. But I pray that may God heal your heart. I pray that may God heal your heart. I pray that may God heal your heart. Now let's just listen to the song by Elijah. Oh, glorious God. Glorious God. Glorious God. Glorious God. By Elijah. Oh, your name. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Yes, we love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus. Yeah. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. You are in by the grace radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just for a soul. Now, the verse that we meditate with in Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. Verse number 1. We started from verse number 1. We read number 2. And now we are in number 3. Remember number 1, it was telling us that everything on earth at its own time and its own season. Now, before I want you to play that song, we were in the verse 3 saying a time to kill, time to heal, time to tear down, and time to build up. As I was saying that, you may be in a relationship, I mean, I'm not talking about a relationship of a person, I'm saying like somebody whom you call a friend. You are in a friendship, okay? You are in a friendship with someone. That person always advising you of wrong ideas. I'm saying to you, you can tie down that relationship with that person. Or friendship with that person. And build up. That is the thing. Because I don't know what advice are you getting there. Let God open the rain of heaven. And let it rain. Let it rain in your life. Let it rain in your life. Yes, open the heart, floodgate of heaven, Lord. Let God open the floodgate of heaven as I speak now. Oh, makata rabasiya tabas, marita basa tabari debes. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Yeah, my God. Makasara basita kabara da basakas. Makare de besita barada bas. Thank you for the Lord. This time for everything. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us. You are the Lord who heals. Oh, let your rain fall upon our life. Lord, I'm praying for the rain to fall upon everyone who is listening now. Oh, yes, Lord. I'm praying for the rain now. I'm praying for the rain upon everyone who is listening. I'm praying for the rain, Lord. Let it rain. The rain of the Holy Spirit. The rain of peace. Yes. All right. Let's continue. Makatara rabasiya kada. Upon hearing this, the angel of the Lord prayed. This prayer, O Lord of heaven, for 70 years now you have been angry with Jerusalem and the town of Judah. How long until you again show mercy
on them. That's why I'm saying there's time to break, there's time to build. The angel prayed to God and said, God, how long? 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 Oh, makarada basiataba. Makatarada basatakas. Maria da basatakas. Daddy, I thank you tonight. Makatarada basiata. Thank you, Daddy, wonderful God. You are the Lord, you are the Lord, you are the Lord, you are the Lord, you are the Lord. You are the Lord, you are the Lord, you are the Lord. And you are the Lord. There is no one who is like you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Master. Master Daddy, we thank you. Oh, Makaradabasite. Yes. Yes.
I travel.
Oh, Makataranabas. Thank you, Lord.
Who had lost every joy,
yes.
Song, then grace.
Makataranabas.
Place me right where I belong.
Mercy. Yes. Mercy of God. Lord, I pray now.
I could have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy,
time is 3:08. You are still with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. We are meditating. Time to meditate. We're talking about time. What is time? as we continue. And I believe that God is going to change your life. I believe that God is touching you. I believe that God is transforming you, because we are by the grace radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever it takes for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. Now as we continue, let me just tell you, on September 21 until 23. September 21 until 23, we will be at Lenasia. In Lenasia, it is 22 days to go, 22 days and 22 hours and 01 minutes to go to our soul winning campaign that will be held at Lenasia, Timbalite Taxi Rank, under the title Go and Tell Him. The heading of this assignment comes from the book of John. When John sent his disciples to go and ask Jesus if is he Jesus or Jesus is coming. Now Jesus said to John's disciple, go and tell him, go and tell John that the lame walk, and leopard are cleaned, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised. That was the message that Jesus told the disciples of John to go and tell John. Now we are saying to people of Timbalite, Lenasia, we are going there to tell them that Jesus is still alive, and the blind see, the lame walk, and leopard cleaned, and the dead hear, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised. Now for direction, you can call our helpline 083-800-9814, or you can call Pastor Pefilwe. We will be there on the 21st to 23rd of September. Now I will be there, Pastor John, which is me, Pastor John Mamawolo, will be there, Pastor Patrick Mundewele will be there, Pastor KK Malaji will be there, and together with the By the Grace team, they will be there as well, as we'll be saying go and tell him. Now we are By the Grace radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. 0328946580, 0328946580, which is WhatsApp number, or you can talk to us via calling, or you can send us SMS there, or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio, or you can send us email radio@bythegrace.org, or you can chat to us on our website www.radio@bythegrace.org. There's a chat box there that you can chat to us. We are talking about time. We read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And now we are in verse number 3. I was saying to you that the friendship that you are in, if it's not working, and that friend always is telling you that let's go and drink beer, the advice that he tells you, he tells you, or the advice that he tells you, she tells advice of wrong advice, what I can tell you is you can tell that person that no, let's just drop the subject. You can do that. You do that, because always he's telling you some other things. Always he's saying 1, 2, 3, 4. You can just break that relationship. Break that friendship. Break that friendship. You know that friendship is not working for you. Break it. If you are with someone, you are born again, you know you are in a wrong relationship because you are not supposed to be into it, then just leave it. Just leave it. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Now let's go to verse number 4. A time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance. There's a time to laugh. Genesis chapter 21, verse number 6. Genesis 21, verse number 6. It's saying, "And Sarah declared, 'God has brought me laughter. All who hear about this will laugh with me.'" There is time to laugh. Now, in the book of Genesis that we just read, we are reading about Sarah. Now, Sarah, for many years, she was unable to conceive. Now, when the angel visited Sarah, remember, Sarah was in a stress. She had a serious stress. She was somehow crying because she couldn't conceive. And you know, sometimes when you don't achieve what you want to achieve, and you find out that your friends are achieving it, it bring too much stress to your life. It bring too much pain to your heart, because you find that you wanted to achieve a certain thing, but unfortunately you're no longer able to achieve it, and people are telling you many things, and you end up having too much stress. But now the Bible, where we read, the Bible says there is time to laugh. Okay, now when Sarah was in that situation, the angel of God remembered. In other words, God remembered Sarah. And the angel was sent to go and tell Sarah the good news. And Sarah laughed. And she said, "Everybody who hears this will laugh." As I speak now, you may be feeling somehow. I pray that let the joy of God fill your heart so that you can start laughing. Let the joy of God fill your heart so that you can start enjoying and laughing. Okay? All right. Let's continue. We are continuing. Now, Luke chapter 1, verse number 13 until verse 40. It said, "But the angel said, 'Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. Your wife Elizabeth will give you a son, and you are to name him John. You will have a great joy, a greatness, and many will rejoice at his birth.'" That is why I'm saying the Bible says there is time for everything. There is time for everything. Okay? There is time for everything. Okay, let's just do this as we are continuing. Let's just do this. Yes, Jesus. Mighty God, we thank you. We will redeem. Okay. I want us to do Diteto. Diotswanela. As we are continuing. Let's just dance. Dance with me.
Siri,
Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri, Siri,
sing good tepon marna reo tsanela. We sing good tepon marna reo tsanela. You can dance this song wherever you are. Wore morna di tepon reo tsanela. In other words, hauna muthu ya tsonang ri tepon ntle le Modimo. You know, Modimo o tsone tegri tepon riche o rea mofa. We give him because kicha high. He deserves the praise. He deserves whatever that you can tell him. Because now, if it couldn't be him, you could not have been here. If it couldn't be God, you couldn't have been here. So continue to sing the song. And we're dancing. I'm dancing in the studio. It is awesome. I'm dancing as we meditate about time. Yeah, we're continuing to meditate. You are with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. We are saying time to meditate. The time is 12 past 8 as we meditate. And it is awesome in the studio. It is awesome. Now we continue to read our scripture. We continue to meditate. As I told you that the scripture that we are meditating with, that we are meditating with tonight, is in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3. Now we are now in chapter number 4. We just read it. It says there's time to cry and time to laugh and time to grieve and time to dance. Remember I told you that in the book of Genesis 21:6, it talks about that Sarah laughed and she said everyone is going to laugh. Now when you go to Luke chapter 6 verse 21 until verse 25, it says God blesses you who are angry now, for you will be satisfied. God bless you who weep now, for in due time you will laugh. As I speak now, I know and I believe that there are people who are in grief, who are weeping. Okay, the Bible says weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now, what I'm saying to you is,
I know and I believe that I know and I believe that you are in pain, you're crying. You lost whomever that you love. You lost your cousin. You lost your friends. You lost your mom. You lost your dad. I know that pain is not easy. But tonight I'm saying is you weep. In due time, God will give you laughter. I mean, it's not easy. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy losing the person you love. You know, I remember in 2016, I still remember the day when we went home to see our dad. When we arrived there, I remember we went to the hospital. When we arrived in the ward, we were told that our dad just passed on the moment we stepped in to the hospital. You know, I know that pain. It was not easy for us. It was not easy for us as a family. It was not easy. I remember it was Saturday the 16th of July when we were there going to the hospital. When we arrived there, they said to us that he is no more. Now the reason why I'm giving you this example, I want to show you that it's not easy. You know, being weeping, being in pain. We were in pain as family. But God restored our heart. God restored our soul. As I speak now, I'm saying to you, may God restore your heart. As I speak now, may God restore your soul. There is time for everything. There is time to cry. There is everything in God's its own time. There is time to jive, to dance. There is time to do whatever that you can do. And there is time to laugh. Let me tell you, you may be in pain now. As you are jobless now, you don't have a job. You don't know what you're going to do. And you're starting to have a stress that how am I going to feed my children? But let me tell you, God is there. God is with you. God is looking at you. God is right there. He's checking you. God is with you. He will not leave you. He promised that he will not leave us alone. It doesn't matter, but in due course, you will receive laughter. Weeping may come for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You are with the Bible says, blessed are those who are angry. For you will be satisfied. Blessed are those who are angry, you will be satisfied. Blessed, God bless you who are weeping now, for in due time you will laugh. In due time you will laugh. It continues saying, a time to grieve and a time to dance. There are things. There's a time to cry as you cry, as I told you that I cried. I remember when I entered in the ward, when I saw my dad lying there, I cried. I couldn't stop crying. I remember even when we came back to Joburg, as we were busy with preparations, I cried. I couldn't stop crying. I cried. Even on Saturday I cried. But God is always with us. God will never leave us. Whatever that he promised us, it will happen. He said to us, that joy comes in the morning, and we gained strength and laughter started being in our hearts, because we knew that he ran his race, he fought a good fight of faith, and he have finished his race. He have finished his race. That is why we started laughing. That is why we started rejoicing. That's why I'm saying, wherever you are, you may be crying now, but tomorrow joy will come in your heart. Joy will come in your heart. And there is time to grieve, and there's time to dance. You will dance one of the good days. Let's read Exodus chapter 15, verse number 20. Exodus 15, verse number 20. It says, then Miriam the prophet, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine and led all the women as they played their tambourine and danced. Miriam the prophet, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine and led all the women as they played their tambourine and danced. They played their tambourine. They played their tambourine. Now, as you are crying now, as you are grieving now, God will bring the joy in your heart, and you will also play the tambourine, and you will start dancing like Miriam. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people.
By the Grace Radio Station, Ronkantjie's Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the Grace Radio, you decide a man now I'm a bounty, bounty I'm a muhata. But for now you're not there, well now, who need a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. NB Mama Bolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate with John Mama Bolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my last for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kolofelo Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
Time to meditate, John Mamabolo,
6 to 9 p.m.
by the grace of
Jesus.
Bow down and worship you, Yahweh.
Yeah, we are meditating. The time is 8:32, which is 28 minutes to sign off. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. Time to meditate. The scripture that we are reading is in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3. The scripture that we meditate with, chapter 3. Now, I was in verse number 4, when it say a time to cry, and a time to laugh, and a time to grieve, and a time to dance. That is what I was reading. That is what I was talking about. That there's a time. Now, when we go to verse number 5, it says, a time to scatter stone, and a time to gather stone, and a time to embrace, and a time to turn away. Okay? A time to scatter stone and a time to gather stone. A time for things to be scattered and a time to bring things together. Okay? A time for scattered and a time to bring things together. Okay? There's a time to break and a time to bring things together. As I told you that sometimes in life, like In a friendship that you are in, you know it's not working. You can scatter it,
and then correct whatever that you have. The differences that you have, you can sort them out and continue. Okay? Because the Bible says there's a time to embrace and a time to turn away. I don't know, in your life today as I speak, maybe they have somehow turned you away. You feel as if like, you know, the way they've turned you away. They were embracing you. They told you that you are doing very good. But now today somehow things have changed. They are no longer the way they were before. You feel like Marawai. You feel somehow you have a lot of things in your mind. But tonight I'm saying each and everything has its own time. Just hang it there. Just hang it there. Just hang it there. The man upstairs is with you. The man upstairs is with you. Hang it there. Hang it there. Haki fitla. Tun. Kingwana. 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 Time to embrace and time to turn away. Ooh. 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 Each and everything at its own time. Ooh. Haki fit. Ooh. Pila. Kingwana, 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 oh Kingwana. Yes, we thank you, Lord, tonight. Lenale mudimu, livile mudimu, lechola pilele mudimu. Lord, we continue to meditate. We thank you for the life. We thank you for reminding us, Lord, about time. That whatever that we do, we should know that there's time for everything. Thank you, Daddy. That for reminding us that there is time, that there is time. Thank you, D. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Daddy, wonderful God. We thank you. You are the Lord. And I will be with you. Thank you, Father Lord. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you. All right. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now I'm going to verse number 6. The time is 8:39. We left with 20 minutes to sign off. We're going to sign off, but before we're going to sign off in 20 minutes, I just want to take your calls. I'm ready to take your SMS. I'm ready to take your WhatsApp. I'm ready to take your Skype. I'm ready. So we're talking about time. You can tell me whatever that you want to know, whatever you want to ask, you can do it.
Now let's go to verse number 6. A time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to search. Oh, makarada basiata. Oh, thank you. All right, let me read you the message. A right time to search and another time to count your losses. A right time to hold on and another time to let it go. Okay. The message, a right time to search, a right time to search and another time to count your losses. And a right time to hold on and a right time to let it go. Now, let's go to Amplified. A time to search, and a time to give up as lost, and a time to keep, and a time to throw away. Okay. We have been searching. The Bible says there's time to search, and there's time to count your losses. You know, we are searching each and every day when we wake up in the morning. We wake up in the morning, we prepare ourselves, we go to work with one mind that I'm going to work. Some we wake up in the morning with a mind that I'm going to find what I search. The Bible says, keep on searching. In the book of Matthew, it's saying, keep on searching, then you will find. Keep on knocking. The door will open. What I want to say is, hang it there. There's a time for everything. A time to search and a time to quit searching. But tonight I'm saying to you, as there's time to search, as you search, keep on searching. Okay? There's a time that you search and you start counting your losses. Now, as you keep on searching, keep on searching, and you'll find. I'm saying, hang it there. Keep on knocking, and the door will open. Keep on knocking, the door will open. I know as I speak now, you are from work. Now they told you that they can't hire you. They don't have space for you to hire. But I want to say to you, keep on knocking. Keep on going. Keep on going. You will find it. Keep on going. You will find it. There's a time to search. Keep on searching. And the time to look, to sit down and start counting your losses. What I'm saying is, there's time for everything. As we meditate, we look back. We look back and we correct whatever that we feel that we didn't do it right. We correct and we look back of what we didn't do right. Then we correct it. Then we correct it. And there's a time to keep. And there's a time to let it go. I know that as I speak, you were engaged to someone, believing that one of the good days I'm going to marry a person. But as I speak now, that person told you that I no longer want you. And you feel like le fast like a palaya again. But let me tell you, hang in there. There's a time to hold, and there's a time to let it go. Just let it go. Just let it go. Don't keep it. Don't keep it. Just let it go. It was not meant for you. That job, you know, they're telling you that it's over. Let it go. It was not meant for you. Because the Bible says, there's time to search, and a time to quit searching, and there's time to keep, and a time to throw away. Meaning there's a time to hold, and there's a time to let it go. And I know it is not easy to let something go. That is why you see many people, they end up in killing themselves. They end up in killing their children. They end up in killing everybody who is associated to them. Because he doesn't want you to let it go. You've been holding for long. Just let it go. If they say they no longer love you, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. You can't keep on holding. As they told you, it's over. As they told you, it's over. Now let me just share with you this story of what happened to my life. Now I'm telling you something that you should know. It is not a secret. That's why I'm saying you need to let things go. Now I remember there was a time where I was in love with another sister I wanted to marry. It's not a secret. I wanted to marry the lady. And I gave her all my heart. Somehow, during the time as both life goes, things changed. But it was not easy to let it go. But I had to let it go. Now, I realize that we weren't meant together until I found my wife that I'm staying with, because I let it go. Now I'm saying to you, let it go. I know it's not easy to let it go. I know maybe sometimes you took a person to school. Maybe you took a person to school, you did whatever that you were doing. You tried everything, whatever that you did. But as I speak now, they told you, let it go. It's not easy. I know. You have spent your money. I know you have spent your money. But nothing you can do. It's not easy. But you must let it go. You may be listening to me now. You are in another situation. I mean, they disappointed you the last time. You thought le fas le kakena la bule ya kakena fas. But I'm saying to you, let it go. Let it go. You've been holding it for long. Just let it go. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go, let it go. Now, let me continue. The time is, we left with 13 minutes to sign off. 13 minutes to sign off. Now, it says, number 7, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak. Okay, let me read it with the message. Oh Lord, we thank you tonight. Makatara dabasia. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Master. Alright, let me read it in the message. A right time to reap out and another time to mend. A right time to shut up and another time to speak up. Let me go to basic Bible. A time for undoing and a time for seeking. Okay? A time to tear and a time to see. A time to keep silent and a time to speak.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. This with Speedy. It say nako ya go gagola e nako ya go rogakanya ya go go kaganya nako ya go tlomola le nako ya go bolela ya go khumona. Okay, nako ya go gagola le nako ya go rogakanya ro oka. Okay, sorry, nako ya go gagola le nako ya go roka ganya nako ya go humula le nako ya go bolela. That is what it says, or there is time to tie and a time to say and a time to be silent. Kona le nako ya go roka ya go roka aba le nako ya go gagola wa gagola. You break something, you tear it apart, and after that you join together. That's what I said. That whatever that happened, whatever that you are in, you can now have a whole life is not working for you. Now, number 8. A time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to hate. You know what about Chloe? And again, you ask yourself, why about Chloe? How would you say, why about Chloe? Why about Chloe? Bibili rona lena ko yao rat. Lena ko yao rbao Chloe. Asiba toka o fela bao atla o rata. Asiba toka o fela bao atla o Chloe yang. Bao 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 rat. Because uba regular juicy every day. Baba mba utloile. Baba utloila kolo ya hao. Marabu sungo kiri let it go. And hang it there. Kuna lena koya chotle kao fail. Kuna lena koya chotle kao fail. And kuna lena koya nto, kuna lena koya peace. Kana koya chotle ngama lapa aluana. People are fighting, and there's a time for peace. Mamela bibili rona le nako tearing apart, and time for sewing, and nako ya umamela le nako ya ubulela. It's not every time that we should speak. There's a time that we will listen, and there's a time that you can talk. It's time to meditate. With me, myself, and I, John Mamabulo. Now we are going to sign off. Before we sign off, let me just play the song by Lucas Maluma. Milori Yalla. As we sing the song, when we come back, we will sign off and I will say bye bye.
Hey! Hey! Ayelele!
Ayelele!
By Lucas Maloma from his album Melody. Yes, Melody Yalla, the Chip Yalla, Melody is a Jehovah. You can get this disc CD. Body Shop Home is there, it's available. Yes. Okay. I'm signing off with this song. It's been awesome. I'm signing off. Glory. Oh yes, Makarabas. Lord, I thank you tonight. You've been with us during the show. I thank you, Father, for everything that you have done for us. Thank you, Daddy, because you are the Lord. You deserve the best. I give you the praise. I thank you, Father. I thank you tonight for everything that you have done. You are the Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you. Bless us, Lord. Be with us, Lord. Heal our broken hearts. Give us joy tonight. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Now, I'm signing off with this song. It's been awesome. We'll meet tomorrow. We'll continue tomorrow. I thank you, everyone who have tuned in. I thank you, everyone who have been listening. Everyone is going to listen to this show. Maybe it can be next week, tomorrow, wherever that you're going to listen on a broadcast. I want to say to you that I thank you. We appreciate your listening. And let me thank the by the Grace Radio team, our producer, our director. We thank you very much for this wonderful show, for the good work that you do. May God bless you. And we love you. It's been awesome. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul, it's been awesome. And good night. Stay blessed. We love you.